The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and we're about to share an eco postcard. In eco postcards, I bring you short snippets of information about what's going on in this beautiful but damaged world of ours. Some stories are enraging, some are inspiring. I hope they'll help you find your own pathway to protect and restore the planet you love. Okay, our first story is from our research organization, NIWA, and it tells us that New Zealand will be hotter and drier and become so faster than predicted. This is more detailed projections than we've had before, and they show that warming is accelerating even faster. If countries are slow to cut the greenhouse gases, then New Zealand could get 3 degrees hotter by the end of the century, which I have to say is horrendous. Life would be extremely difficult under those circumstances. If we act fast, it might get only 0.8 degrees hotter by the end of the century. We can't reasonably hope for anything better than that. And that will obviously be difficult because the just over 1 degree heating that we're experiencing now is causing great hardship for many people. The meteorologist who is making these predictions, Andrew Tate, says that it's important to prepare for the heavy rainfalls that we can expect with flooding and landslides. These are probably going to be the worst of our climate impacts on the landscape in New Zealand. And remembering that as the temperature warms, the atmosphere can hold more water and therefore let down more water. So there's a continually increasing risk of heavy rainfall events, says the Ministry for the Environment. Okay, I omitted to tell you the events coming up this week, so let me backtrack and do exactly that. I will remind you of Tasman District Council's Step Out events, walking events during the month of October, stargazing, barbecue evening, and so on. Have a look on the council website and you may find something that you would love to do. Now, on International Climate Action Day, Thursday the 24th of October, there is a 12:30-1:30 online webinar. I think Chris Wheatley is the speaker on that, talking about Take the Jump. You might have heard of Take the Jump. It's a very innovative program about what you personally can do in your life and your household about climate change. And it also has a fun theme or ethos to it. Also, on the 24th of October, there'll be a face-to-face get-together in Isle Park Twilight Market starting 4:30, a spring gathering, particularly to celebrate International Climate Action Day. Lots of people from the Climate Forum will be there, having access to the great food trucks and live music on that occasion. And another event to let you know about is a workshop on reducing food waste in households on Saturday, October the 19th, 11 to 12 in the Motueka Library, Te Nōninga Kumu, and the speaker on that occasion will be myself. It's not too late, I think, to remind you of the Motueka Repair Cafe Saturday the 19th and the Nelson Repair Cafe also Saturday the 19th. The Motueka one in the library and the Nelson one in Habitat for Humanity in Tahuna Nui. Okay, what else do we have for you? I think this is a piece of good news that New Zealand's first national tyre recycling scheme is now fully operational with free collections. This was announced by the Environment Minister Penny Simmons, and she has pointed out that every year New Zealand imports around, wait for it, 6.5 million tyres. And up to this point, only about 40% are recycled. And the remainder, you know where they go, landfills, stockpiles on people's lands, or illegally dumped, wasting the land and placing a heavy burden on local communities and councils who are usually left to handle the cleanup. So this scheme is called TireWise, and you pay for it when you buy your tire, actually. The money goes to this end-of-life scheme to collect process tires and turn them into new products. So you can dispose of up to 5 worn-out tires per day free at that point at registered public collection sites around the country. That's the main thing. I think that there's going to be research on the products that can actually be made with tire substance, but we should see the end of the ugly tire dumps around the place eventually. Okay, another piece of good news. The home of the Industrial Revolution, or the origin of the Industrial Revolution, that is United Kingdom, has just shut its last coal-fired power station. It opened the world's first coal-fired power station in 1882, and 142 years later, that element of the age of coal ended in the UK. The UK being the first country to announce a coal phase-out, and they are now complete. 10 years later, they have done the job of replacing coal-fired electricity. Finally, an item that is highly relevant to government plans to open a terminal to import liquefied natural gas. And the recent information on liquefied natural gas, or LNG as it's called, is that exported gas emits far more greenhouse gas emissions than coal, despite fossil fuel industry claims that it's a cleaner alternative or a transition energy source on our way from coal to renewables. It is not. The research has concluded that LNG is 33% worse in terms of planet heating emissions over a 20-year period compared with coal. The paper is by Robert Howarth, an environmental scientist at Cornell University, and he shows that drilling, moving, cooling, and shipping gas from one country to another uses so much energy that the actual final burning of the gas in homes and businesses is only about a third of the total emissions from the total process. I mean, if you think of the gas going through pipelines, there has to be energy to push it through the pipelines, and obviously energy to cool it down so that it's liquefied, and all of that adds greatly to its greenhouse, and of course that energy is fossil energy, adding to its greenhouse emissions profile. There's also the issue of leaks, and the scientist who did the paper, Robert Howarth, found that as much as 3.5% of the gas delivered to customers leaks to the atmosphere unburned, which is much more than they previously thought. And methane being 80 times as powerful a greenhouse gas in the first 20 years is much worse over that time than carbon dioxide. That's it for today, dear friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards is at 3:30 Monday afternoons and 9:45 Saturday mornings. Till next week, goodbye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.